Good evening, everybody. We are now somewhat deep into Adar, getting really close to Purim. And as discussed last week, I think it would be a good idea to talk a little bit about Purim itself. We always want to take advantage of the opportunities we have, and Purim is from the greatest opportunities. Unfortunately, I think everyone enjoys Purim, and that itself is a tremendous accomplishment. But sometimes we sell ourselves a little bit short from the opportunity of Purim, from the tremendous opportunity of davening, of Kirvas Hashem, of getting close to Hashem and Purim, of reaching new levels and accomplishing great things. So we're going to start, I don't think we're going to get even close to finishing, a piece of Nesiva Shalom on Purim called Toikef Kedushas Purim, the power of the holiness of Purim. It says in the Nesiva Shalom, Ba'ayam Ha'ela, of course, the end of the Megillah, after the whole story of Purim, the Megillah says, you know, when Purim becomes a permanent Yom Tif, permanent holiday, Ba'ayam Ha'ela, these days of Purim, the 14th and 15th of Adar, Nizkarim, what we remember, V'nasim, and celebrated, Bechol door, the door, in every single generation. Mishpacha, mishpacha, in every family. Medina, Medina, in every country. Ve'ir, ve'ir, in every city. Yimea Purim, therefore, it says the days of Purim are Niskar Menas Bechol door. Bechol door, what does that mean, Bechol door? Oh, it's a historical remembrance. It's a day of memory. No. It says in the Sila Shalom Bechol door, in every single generation. Yeredes Ha'aram Yuchel Shal Purim. That spiritual light of Purim, that or that divine light, the divine shefa, bounty, spirituality, bracha, blessing, level of opportunity for miracles, and every generation according to what that generation needs, b'chol dor v'dor, whatever generate that the generation needs, v'cham b'chol mishpacha, every family has different needs. Every family has different challenges, different tribulations, different dreams. Every country is different. Obviously, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's different than America, different than England, different than France. I mean, there are Jews. I mean, you know, we're going into a Purim where Persia's on the news again, and Jews are in the news again. And there are Jews who are going to be celebrating Purim in Tehran. Right, their needs are very different than your needs and my needs. Every city has its own needs, and that shefa, that spiritual light, blessing of Purim comes down not just every year. It's when we celebrate Purim, we hear the Megillah. It's not just like the Americans will celebrate the 250th anniversary of this country, right? The Revolutionary War, Declaration of Independence, and really. Obviously, you live a reality, but there's no Declaration of Independence necessarily. It's a historical remembrance. Here we're talking about that same spiritual power comes and according to our personal, communal, national needs. Vine ha'ara shel Purim, this spiritual eminence of Purim, he's l'mayla mikol ma'aseh. We can't truly grasp it. The great Arizal, Yitzhak Luria, the greatest Kabbalist the past, many hundreds of years. So the Arizal writes about Purim. There's an aspect of this spiritual eminence of light. Which is not even there on Shabbos, and Yom Tov, only on Purim. As the Medrash says, Kol Moyadim, all of the holidays. I see them with battle. The future Shia comes, they're not going to celebrate anymore. They may have Purim, however, Purim lo yunivtalam. Purim is never going to be nullified, outdated. What do you mean? Understand the reason I'll say. Lo yavu ki tamin nishar ha'ara zu bizman hazeh shemei Purim. Via ara Hashem is a spiritual eminence, which bracha, light that comes, which is not replicated anytime anywhere else. That's the Arizal writes. And taught. And we know that Kabbalah, Kabbalistically, Besfiras Ha'alyayinus, and the upper sphere, spiritual world, whatever that means, we're not going to delve into that. Purim is something that the spiritual power of Purim is something which is not anywhere else. Hari is a shayach, not just in the upper worlds, gam b'avodas Hashem, the way you serve and our serve, the way we live, b'chol dor, in every generation, every family. Sometimes, oh, my family, my family situation, I'm like, you have no idea about myself. And every family has their unique needs. In every place where you are, I just saw an article today about Michal Zilber, who was alive. He's an elderly man at the time of Stalin. He was young then. When Stalin died, he basically dropped dead, going to Perm as a doctor's plot. This is 70. So now he's his 90s. 70 plus years ago, 73 years ago. Stalin's planning to kill the Jews in the doctor's plot, he died, he himself will drop dead on Purim. That's when it started. So, in every culture of a Jew in the Soviet Union, 70 years ago, had different needs than a Jew today in the Soviet Union, and certainly different Jews in America. To understand what is the power of the holiness of the day of Purim. Says something amazing about Purim. It says the Gemara is le'ilu le'ilu v'chins gavom akol. At some level, Purim is higher than anything else. U'mekoro, and the source is in the Zayar, the Tikkuni Zayar, Purim is skara, listen to this, Purim is called the Yom Kippur of the future. Shehizve dargas Yom HaPurim li'yom HaKippurim. And meaning that the future Yom Kippur, not in our day, not in our time, Purim is compared to that. And the Sefer, the Chassidus Sefer Al Oyv Yisrael, says in this language, "V'hetivu asher dibru chachmei ha'doros al Yom Purim shu kmo Yom Kippurim." That Purim is like Yom Kippur. And the Rizina Rebbe said on the Zayar, "Mi litlu me, havi omer katan litlu begadol." And basically, we know that it says that Yom Kippur is a day like Purim. Yom Kippurim, we're going to elaborate soon. That Purim, at some level, is greater than Yom Kippur. V'dvarim elo, to say that, now, if I would say that, and you would say that, we won't be stoned, but we should be stoned. Who in the world, Yom Kippur, is Chiyav Kares, it's a day of total atonement, day of total, our judgments are sealed. This, he says, this Nisal Shalom is... what does that mean? Yom Kippur is the greatest day of the year. It's the Galal Shabbashana. Kasher Karu Alav Chazal, right? And as the Medrash says, Ki Galo Yom Hashem, talking about Yom Kippur, it's the great day. Neira Mi'od, truly awesome. Who can grasp it? That's Yom Kippur. Shein Lahachla Hasid, we can never begin to understand the cleansing of Yom Kippur, the eternal effects of our world and this world from Yom Kippur. And how is it possible on any level to even compare Purim to Yom Kippur? Let alone say Purim is even bigger than Yom Kippur in certain ways. But Yisrael Sfarim HaKadoshim, it says in some of the Sfarim, the Tiferet Shalom, and others, Shepurim, at some level, whatever this means, we're at a level higher than Matan Torah. When we got the Torah, why? Kedechsiv, it says in the Megillah, Kimu v'kimlo, Yudim aleim v'alzam, the Jewish people accepted the Torah, not only the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Talmud talks about this in Shabbos, on Purim, out of love, and accepted for them and some of the children. And at Sinai, we accepted, so to speak, under duress a little bit, because we had the mountain over our head, we had the fear of Hashem, it was a whole purpose. We had very little choice. But on Purim, we were so ecstatic. We took all the Torah, we took the Torah Shebaal Peh, forever. And therefore, at some level, Purim has a higher level than even the level we have in Shavuos and Matan Torah. V'klum shayich, we can't even begin to understand what in the world, how the level we were at Sinai, when we were in Matan Torah, the heavens opened up, we heard God speak Kol V'yachol. So again, it was Ein Olam Avadi. There's no Jew could have questioned, but there's only one God who controls every microcell to every galaxy in universe in this world. V'chenroi. Just we're starting this. Levar Mamre Chazal. Shukoa, going back, what does it mean? All the holidays will be nullified except for Purim, which is eternal. Shinemar, v'yumea Purim, I love these days of Purim, lo yavim etechihudim, will never leave the Jewish people. V'zichum lo yoysim mezam, and in memory will never leave our descendants, the Jewish people. Rav Eliezer Oymer, af yom ha-kippurim lo yivata lo yilam. Rav Eliezer, was it that second says Yom Kippur will be forever, not just Purim, but Purim and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also be the Chuskolam. But according to the Chachamim, only Purim. Purim is the only holiday that will never be nullified, even in Messianic times. The Tzarabir, and it needs elucidation. Purim, what is so unique about Purim from all the other holidays? We know on Purim there is halacha she'im medakdekim b'maos Purim, that anybody who asks us on Purim, this is in Shulchan Aruch, call poishet yad nesliv, to give everyone something. Right? It doesn't have to be a big box, but anyone who asks you should give a quarter or a dollar, whatever it may be. Now in San Jose or in Texas, not so challenging. You try this in Yerushalayim. Yeah, I just told my wife while leaving Chicago, so like, give me rolls of quarters and dollars. You just like give it out. Anyone asks to give, call up Hashem Yad. And we know that Kabbalistically, it's also Lamaila. Just like paupers, needy people could ask you and I would give them something. It's also Lamaila. Shapurim. Purim is a unique, an amazing opportunity to ask Hashem, right? Aldas Yomer Melech LeEsther Mishta Yayin, as Achashverosh said to Esther, Mashallah, what do you want? And I'll give it to you. And Mabagash, I said, what's your needs? And I'll do it. It's an Eis Ratzon. Purim is a remarkable time, of unique time, to ask Hashem for all our needs. For all our needs. Or kol ze, and with us having said all of this, yesh levarim, we need to elucidate itzuma shoyim shule elul il, the essence of Purim, which is way above mekarv kima, to understand a little bit el asecha, to understand what we should be doing in this Purim. Now, says the Siva Shal, that's the introduction. Purim is above and beyond. Can you imagine, by the way, going to Purim, there are many people just don't appreciate what they're about to experience. I do Shalach Maras Tassavion, but if you just do that and you don't think about it, you're not cognizant, then you can miss the ball. Really, you'll get something, for sure. That's a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff. But it's not that's not all. It's far from all. It says in the Siva Shalmini, Chazal Tiknu Bezmo, we know there's two rabbinic holidays, serious rabbinic holidays. That's Purim and Chanukah. She'iruli so bo'irim es kol cheshchas hagas harucha. Those both Purim was under the Persians, we were in complete galus, and Chanukah under the Greeks, even though we had a base in Migdash, it's considered one of the galus, one of the exiles. We didn't have full autonomy. And on the contrary, the whole Chanukah story is about us fighting back against the Greeks and the Greek Jewish supporters. The Nisavim, the Vaya Chilukim. And so it's worthwhile, says the Sefer Shalom, to elucidate all the differences between Chanukah and Purim. Purim, Yesh Kama Mitzvahs Miuchalas. Purim has multiple mitzvahs. Mikra Megillah, reading the Megillah, Mishalach Manos, giving out Shalach Manos, Matas of Yoinim, giving to the poor, V'oilan Al Kulana, Masha Amru Chazal, on this also, it's to have a Sudo. And at that tzuda chayv inish the besume bepurio, person is obligated to get intoxicated or drink a little, go to sleep, however they're yotz to this obligation, to they don't know the difference between the cursed Haman and the blessed Mordechai. Why? She bepurim, purim srichem layos, the simcha mefulagas, happy. By the way, just to go back to Purim, you should get off the internet. Don't look at the, you don't have to read the news. Don't go to work. You missed the boat. The person goes to work on Purim. I'm not saying there's not a leniency as a person who loses their job. I'm not saying that. You have an option. Don't go to work. Chaparayin. Take advantage. And be happy like there's no other day like this. She'im mitz, she'im b'chol yomtev, afilu b'zman tzimchasein, avi ala yomtev. Even Sukkos, which is a mitzvah to be happy the whole time, it is not a mitzvah of Ad L'Yada. Ad L'Yada is like La'ila La'ila. It's above and above. Being Ad L'Yada, this person is so happy the whole reality changes. The Ilu B'Chanukah, Chanukah has nothing like this. Chanukah, none of these things are applicable. Even Amram, and by Purim, we know that it was basically a real genocide. Right? Haman had all of the Jews. He was in a much better situation to kill us than Hitler. Hitler, I think, started conquering this country, and it never got America. Right? Hitler is from Amalek, and Haman is bona fide. We could trace him to Amalek. Haman had us all in his grasp. And it wasn't in a subterfuge like the Nazis to the extent covered it because they're still worried about certain things. Haman was doing mass genocide publicly, right, without anyone stopping. We were going to be completely, totally annihilated. And Chanukah, of course, was they wanted to force us to assimilate. Hey, don't be a pious Jew. Don't be a proud Jew. You want to keep a little Judaism, cultural Judaism in your home. But yeah, Antigonus, you should be your name. And walk like a Greek. Talk like a Greek. Dress like, eat like a Greek. And at some level, in Lachashma, the worst thing is to kill us spiritually. Kill us in this world. And another Jordan, in the Greeks miss right on a Karen shore, there's a portion of the land of Israel. At some level, Chanukah should be bigger. And therefore, the question remains, why does Purim have all this and a high level of Simcha, even greater than Chanukah? The way Purim happens is just above and beyond. Kashematzino Shedavar Agzera. Why was this? Because on Purim, when we said that Haman had us in his palm, we were in the kingdom, we had just lost the Beis Hamikdash, by the way. And Purim was a depressing time. It was right after the destruction of the first temple, right? We had passed the time, according to some, when we're supposed to return. And that's why Ahasuerus has this huge Suda. And we stumble at that Suda. And the people had stumbled earlier by bowing to the idol of Nebuchadnezzar. That's the book of Daniel. We're not doing it right now, Daniel. Okay? And things look very dark. And now things are very dark. The Megillah says the following thing. V'nechtem b'tabas ha-melech asher ein l'hashem. Achashverosh, who is the king of the world, of the civilized world, so to speak, at the time, takes his ring, gives it to his viceroy Haman, and says, this is immutable. You take the king's ring and you stamp it like that, and all the Jews are to be killed on the 14th of Adar, right? That was non-negotiable. That was not to be changed. Now, the Sfarim HaKadosh, the Zayar, and the Medrash say the following things. When the Megillah says king, right, it means Malcho Shel Olam. It means the king of the world, Hashem. Kavayachal, so to speak, that Hashem put his ring down and decreed the Jews were going to be totally wiped out, right? Both for the sin of bowing to the idol, a mass bow to Nebuchadnezzar's idol, and for going to the suit of the party of Achashverosh. And this gezerah, this decree that we're supposed to destroy, was nechnu v'tabas ha-melech me'olam lo ha'isat. That never happened before. It was never a royal decree from above before and after that we're supposed to be killed. Chanukah is not that case. Chanukah is waiting for us to step up. Right? The Chanukah story happens because we slacked off, and the minute we stepped up, we were zoichet to miracles. It was never supposed to be total annihilation necessarily. But Purim was. That was a decree. Esther, and therefore Esther says, Lech Kneis, Esther says, go gather entire all the Jews. Kol Hayudim. V'tzoymolai, when she goes in, and fasts for me. Why? This gezeiro, it can't be like Chanukah will be later on. They have Matisyahu and the Maccabees, a few people. It's not, You know, it wasn't a mass movement. In the beginning, the Maccabees fight. In fact, they were fighting. It was a civil war against the assimilated Jews. It was Yechidim led that. That's not enough. It was not Yechidim couldn't change it. You had to get Kol Yehudim. This was a decree, a divine decree stamped. B'chanakai said Gezeiro. It was Kol Chol Gezeiros. It was like a decree. Like other decrees were against us in different kingdoms, different time periods, and it could be nullified, overcome. B'shum kach, therefore, the Chashmonaim, the Maccabees, didn't bring all Jews. They started the rebellion against the Greeks, the Seleucid Greeks, by themselves. Eliyatsu chidu mochama, the believe shistafu, was not a massive one, it's only in the beginning. Others joined as they got more powerful. Many others joined. Mashenke, which is not the Purim story. From the beginning, it's Mordechai, Esther, they get all the Jews involved. Because what we have to do on Purim is to overcome the royal decree, not Hashem says, this is over. Neither power, lamaila minateva. It was not in the normal realm of things. The koyach is a yeshnu v'klal Yisrael. The Jewish people collectively could overcome something that even associated with Hashem, a royal decree. This actually says in the Sefer Shalom was the back and forth from Esther to Mordechai. That's Mordechai. Mordechai says, right? It's going to happen from another place. However, the Gezeira comes from Tabas HaMelech. Ach b'koyach habitachon hamuchot b'Hashem. Shelo yitachon acheres nitan levatos haGezeira. With the koyach of bitachon that we can overcome and accomplish anything, you could overcome even this decree, because as the pasuk says, b'chal b'tachti alavosh Hashem. We have faith in you, Hashem, all powerful. You love us, Hashem. You want us to be successful. When a Yid is in a terrible situation, he puts his faith in Hashem that Hashem can and will help us, even in the most dire situations. As this kind of alavisha, we won't be humiliated. We'll be redeemed. We'll have salvation in the power of our faith in God. That's what the Achashmonaim did when they fought against incredible odds, right? Incredible odds. Could the East, I mean, the Jewish people consistently, look at our whole life is faith. I mean, the whole world, we're like a sheep with some of the wolves. Look at Israel, like, it doesn't, we live with faith. Could the East of Magen Avraham, as the Magen says, that the when they went out to pray, they said, Kapitol Tehillim Tzadi Aleph 91, Yesh Seser, which is the shear of Bitachon. That's when they went out to fight the Greeks. They said, and they went not to tell them, we say, L'Hashem Machsi, Hashem is our shield, Hashem is our cover. That was how we were successful in that war. Mordechai said, Shigam Khan, Mordechai's original, tells Esther, that's what we'll do now. Esther, you don't come, we'll do it through Bitachon without you. With Bitachon, we can crack through any boundary, through any things. Esther, right, says, when it's this one time, this where the royal ring, all the Kal V'Yachal, Hashem signed no backsies. That's the Tachan in is, of course, way needed, but in it's not genug, it's not enough. El Aleich Knos is Kol HaYehudim. Gather all of the Jews, as it says in the Neim Elimelech, and Elimelech of Christ was essentially the father of all Polish Hasidism. Elimelech says, "Shish Olam HaNikra," in the spiritual world, it's something called Klai, so a world of Klai, so the Jewish people. That world is Kodesh Kedoshim. Ein Sham, in the essence of the Jewish people, in the spirit, that spiritual world, there is no chait, there is no sin, there is no rebellion. There's no pagam, there's no blemish in that spiritual reality of the Jewish people. And that's what Esther says. Yes, we have to be tochum. We need to gather all of the Jews. We need the power of Klal Yisrael. Uvekoyach, and the power of Klal so Yuch Levat Gzera, and that the other we talk about, we can overcome its Gzera. The Amim Ken, who, Sheyerim in Hashemayim, Giloi, or is it Giloi, Shuma'al Ume'ever, it was a something that happened way above regular laws of nature. Sha'afilu, that even, Shekvar Nichtav, it was written and sealed. To me, it never happened before or after. That this is can't be overturned. It was. Asher yishlutu ayehudim heima b'sonem. Not only were we saved, we ruled over our enemies. It was like sometimes you get saved, right? Like Chanukah, but we didn't rule over the Greeks. We got autonomy. We became all of the anti-Semitic. They went down, and we ruled over them. Mordechai becomes the viceroy, right? Esther's son becomes the head after Achashverosh. We become, everything flips. Uchadivri, the result, it was a giloy, it was a revelation, kazek kamolo haisab, it never happened before. Ashmevuash, al soid ka in, shal giloy yasayid, abba shem ola gil, because Kabbalistically, I'm going to do abba and yasayid, this kind of revelation never happened. The ikra chish, be gilihu, shemeh mechash me perm, this happens every perm, it's happening this year, but sorry. Don't go to sleep Sunday night, Monday. Right? It's happening, coming up, right? Monday, it's Purim, right? Monday night, sorry. Like this happens now also. The Chiddush is Purim b'chol shonen every year, the af etzem ha'ishayach, like a tkufa. It's not just that year. It's every year according to what these Akash Baruch Hu Berachamav, Hashem with His tremendous mercy and chesed and kindness, Beretzayna with His desire to give to benefit the Jewish people, gives a matana, a gift to Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. Shagilo Hu Yalo does this. That revelation is all generations on Purim. She made Purim lo yavu. Purim never leaves the Jewish people. Uvechol shana v'shana, in every single year, yesh, there is the koyach of Purim. She yom echa b'shana shemir bo gilui kaze. You can be mevatel something that's even decreed. It's you're in a person's in a situation. It looks impossible, and it is impossible. That can be overturned. He says that the early Slama Reva said Levar Zastira, it says that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah is the Day of Judgment. Umeidach Yisrael, it says that afterwards, when Rosh Hashanah says, Kam Matzlan Aksiri, many people are sick, every people are judged daily. What does it mean? Rosh Hashanah, it's judged on Rosh Hashanah. There's a lot of explanations to this, by the way. The Gemara discusses the Taisus, others. Ulu Urze Mechadish. So the Sama Rebbe said, "Sheish Hanhaga Oyoina of Hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav Shein L'Mayla Mixar." There's something that even though it's decreed in Rosh Hashanah, could like just like the king said, could upshlag it, could overturn it. V'luli demistafina, if I wouldn't be scared to say, because that the Gemara doesn't say it, that it's connected. We talk about by Purim, as the Berditchev Rebbe says, the Kedushas Levi, the famous Kedushas Levi says. Shilafamim, sometimes the judgment on the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not fully done until Purim. Right? And i.e., HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasan Yisrael, Hashem gives Purim. Shabonitin Lishanet is called Inyani Hadin. You can change it. Did you not live up to Yom Kippur properly? Or you could, right? Purim could still affect it. Could fix it. Shigarim Bechinas Nechtam. But Tabas, even if it was decreed on Yom Kippur, there's a possibility of changing it on Purim. Because the Indian mitzvah Hayom, by the way, he says that's why all the mitzvahs Hayom, of Matanas Lev Yoinim, of giving to the poor, Mishlach Manas giving two good things to a friend, or many friends, if you want to be Machmer, Lahar B'Sa'ach, but you want to create kinship, friendship, pseudo you have with others. Megillus was with many people as possible. Not that just private minions have go to large minions. She's achdu be'ev ava shvi levechad ki ishechad. Knesses call Yehudim as to continue that thing we started on Purim. Esther said, "We need all the Jewish people That's also why we're so freilich on Purim. Why? As it says in the Sefer Torah, Avos Shemihuli Samech Merutza, when a person's happy on Purim, when he's happy with Hashem, Gam Kshkol Mo Ayodeh Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Misnayim Okach Har Eze Tovus Ben Agaso. Right? Because we know we're so happy on Purim because not only do we see Hashem in Hayala, which is the essence of Purim, we know that everything is possible on Purim. Hashem, we connect to Hashem, it can raise anything. It's a wedding of weddings that way. It's a tikkun gadol b'yoyser that we didn't do with tshuva, we can do with simcha and ratzon. We can do with joy. And the simcha of besumim of Purim, kabbalistically, is what's called mamtekes esadinim. It sweetens the judgments. It creates a tremendous mechilas, forgiveness for our sins, and an opportunity to pray for anything we need. Right? By the way, I'm not sure if we're going to get it, but this actually says it over here. Nimsa ki Purim hu hayoyim hayachir b'shana. Purim is the one day of the year, Yachol Yehudi, that a Jew could overturn even things signed by Hashem's ring, even things decided on Yom Kippur. This year were decided on Yom Kippur, which in theory should be immutable. Purim has that capacity every year to change it. That not Shabbos, not Pesach, not Shavuos, all those are Halig, holy beyond belief days, but they cannot accomplish that. As again, as we read in Megillas Esther, the book of Esther, Achashverosh tells Esther, what do you want? And I will do it. What do you ask for? And you'll accomplish it. Hamelech, again, Kabbalistically, the Zohar and the Medrash say, when it says Hamelech, it's referring to Hashem and us. What is your dream? Masha Alascha. What do you want? What do you need? And you can get it on Purim. And by the way, the Kotzke Rebbe and others said the best time to daven on Purim is by the Suda. There's other reasons, by the cup. When you're involved in the mitzvah, the tikkun, you're eating. They said dafka when you're there at that moment. That's the time you want to pray for what you need. The others say, by the way, you should know, that right after the Megillah, we're saying Shai Shana Sehakov, we say Shikol Koyvecha Lo Yevosh. Like, come on, anyone who has faith, you won't be in bet. You won't be. You'll give her a request. Say Shadavin right then when Megillah's over. Get the mitzvah of Megillah, and the other great time to daven besides Shemoneh Esrei, of course, or in the middle of the day, is during the Suda, right? Like that's when Esther is answered. Lachen Gam is Kol Moyadim. Therefore, Purim is never about the why. It's the Chol Shana. Purim is eternal for our needs. This is the time we can accomplish. We can't accomplish any other day. Well, V'yesi Yishlomo, there's so much more to say. We're going to finish with this longer paragraph, but it's chaval because it gets all into the betochen afterwards. Well, V'yesi Yishlomo is that Apia Maimer Harav Akash Merizin Ma'ad Akash B'chazal Kasher Ba Yeshayahu Hanavi. When Yeshayah comes to Chizkiyahu, is on his deathbed, the righteous King Chizkiyahu. And Chizkiyahu didn't want to have a child because there was Nevuah prophecy that his son would be wicked and he didn't have children. And Yeshayahu says, well, you can't decide what you want to do, what you want to do. You're obligated to have children. And he says, you're going to die because of this. And Yeshayahu says to Chizkiyahu, give your final will to your family, to your wife, parents, relatives. So Chizkiyahu tells Isaiah, Yeshayah, Ben Amots, son of Amots, Kalanev Wascha. Your prophecy is worthless. Now he's coming. Yeshayah is not saying his opinion. He's coming with a prophecy. Okay? Vitzet, and get out. Why? Kach Mikublani, Chizkiyahu, of course, is the descendant of King David. I have a serve for my father's family. Even if there's a sword on your neck and you're about to get killed, a person should never give up from hope. There is always hope. There is always a possibility of change. And And we know that Yeshayahu is an Amin Makoro Nevuahu, which means Netzach V'hod, and his Nevuah come from the spirituals of Netzach V'hod. Again, it's Kabbalah, let's forget that. Yeshayahu Ra, and Yeshayahu saw that Chizkiah, you have no hope. But Chizkiah is come from a higher level. I got it from my father's family, which by the way, King David had from Moshe, who escaped when he was supposed to get killed after he killed the Mitzri, that he was, right? That there is always hope. And even if you have a prophecy, you do tshuva, you pray, you can change it all. Pirish, emes hadavar, you're right, Yishai, at some level, hasher shulcha kvar ein takana, it's like that divine stamp, right? There is, should be no hope. Ach mikach mekublenu beis avi abba, she'ef shelahamzich, ma'olobis you go to there's something even higher than that world which you're coming from, where that, so to speak, divine appear. And in that world, in the higher world, even as a chirv chada munach, you're about to get killed, the sword is about to be pressed on your neck. There leaks, there is no hope. There is no possibility of escape. It's decreed, don't give up. There's always an answer. With that midah, we know Chizkiyahu overcomes it and is saved. Al dasu inyan Purim. This is Purim. This is Purim. We're tapping into the highest of worlds, which means even if it's the side of Yom Kippur is our reality. So let me tell you something. If nothing happens on Purim to every single person, wherever the reality is inside Yom Kippur, is it? That's it. I hope Hashem decreed only for the good for us, the Jewish people. You know, only for the good for us, the Jewish people. Mitzvah Shem, which is the only Muslim, Bracha, and Shafa, tell you good things. But it was a sign in Yom Kippur. And whatever those permutations were the sign in Yom Kippur, it's reality. You can't change it. Because that is reality. But there is a world above that. When we say Yom Kippur is final, there is still something above that. On the highest of worlds. Just like Yeshayah is telling Chizkiah, you're dying. It's not my opinion. It's not a poll. It's not a guesstimate. This is Nevuah. It's coming from above. And Chizkiah says, no. You're coming from the world of Yom Kippur. You're coming from that's the reality. I'm coming from the world of Purim. That's what he's telling him. I'm coming from something which is even above that. And there's always hope. Niskal Yitzhi Yehudim, Eim Etzir Shal Davar Ovid. There is ultimately something that is never locked. That's on the posh physical world, that even when it's decreed by the king, as the Ari says, gives to the Jewish people of a matana called Purim. And on the day of Purim, when we join together, and we still tapped into the original Kocha Klal Yisrael. We can break even things which the Maila Min HaTeva, which are even divinely decreed. If you talk on it, could be said the way, that's Pshat in the Pasuk, he says, that Mordechai says, Revach V'Hatzala will come in Makom Acher. What does it mean in Makom Acher? It's Gavoya Magavo, it's something from a place above all. Vayedezeh. Tispata Gezeira. That's how this decree of Haman is going to be destroyed, and we're going to flip the whole narrative. There is no hope. The king signed. He put his ring. Haman's in charge. Right? There is no hope. And everything flips. Because there's always the world of Purim. But it's not just that Achashver sign. It's Shemayim who is signed. Right, by a yid, there is no reality. That's why you're all here, by the way. We're here. We don't follow reality. Nothing about us. Sorry, Tucker Carlson and all the anti-Semites, all the far left Islamic people who think they're going to crush us and destroy us. We don't follow what usually the script. Purim is our chance of the year. And this coming week, we have it. So, what are we going to do on Purim? We should have the opportunity. First of all, Leich Knosses, give Mashach Manas to your, not just your friends, which is a good idea, but the people are not so close to. People are not close to. Cause Reyes. Right? Of course, Matasi of Yoinim. Enjoy the Suda. But daven. Rejoice. Daven like chaparayin and davening. This is the day. Call Mashal Asecha. Things don't look good for something. Daven. Open your heart. Call Paish of Yad. Give tzedaka in daven. There is no day like Purim. It's a day for eternity. There is no day where we can overcome. Where all is possible. Yom Kippur. You know, Yom Kippur, you gotta do tshuva. You gotta cry. Of course, every krechs in Yom Kippur, every little thing in Yom Kippur makes a difference. But Purim is all about, do we believe all is possible? And if we take advantage of Purim, I assure you, the things that we never imagined possible, things we thought were impossible, become possible. But we'll halt here. I want to wish everybody a freilich and Purim, a happy Purim for you, for our families, for your families, for clients, for all the Jewish people. We should see Geula Shlema for all of us and for Kaisel.